Okay, now most people are not going to go to Hunza or Tibet or Titicaca because we don't have Kenmore kitchens there, or even Saturn cars or TV changers, channel changers or electricity. They don't have insulated houses. They don't have central heating or air conditioning. But what they do have is colloidal minerals. Now, the only place you can get these in the United States is from a prehistoric valley in southern Utah that, according to geologists, 75 million years ago had 60 to 72 minerals in the walls and the floor of that valley. And those trees and the grasses in that valley and that forest took up all the metallic minerals and made colloidal minerals in their tissues. About that time, there was a volcanic eruption which entombed that valley with a thin layer of mud and ash, not thick enough or heavy enough to crush or pressurize this into oil or coal. It was very dry in here, so it never became fossilized or petrified, okay? Never became rock. Today, if you put a shaft into this valley, it's still just dried hay. I bucked a lot of hay bales, so I know what hay looks like. And this stuff is just hay. It's 75 million-year-old hay, according to geologists. You can still see the grass and the leaves and the twigs and the pine cones and the bark and so forth. And we grind this plant material up into a flour, very small particle-sized flour, just like a good wheat flour. And for 3 to 4 weeks, we soak it in filtered spring water. And when it reaches a specific gravity of 3.0, it's very heavy. It has 38 grams of this colloidal mineral in it per quart or liter. And by actual analysis, it has 60 colloidal minerals in it. And this particular product's been on the market since 1926. And it's the only nutritional product in the market that has a legal consent decree from a federal court and an approval from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services to be harvested and sold as a nutritional supplement. Everybody else who has a vitamin or mineral or whatnot just follows the labeling requirements of the FDA. This is the only one that, in fact, has a federal consent decree to do it because it passed all their tests. It's the only one that's been put to this level of test because it works. And people were running around 12, 15 years ago saying, hey, my arthritis got better. My diabetes got better. My early cataracts went away. My white hair turned black again. My knee arthritis got better. And so they thought, oh, they must be putting cortisone, prednisone, antibiotics, or drugs in that stuff. And when they examined it for 2 years, it only had 60 colloidal minerals in it.
Dr. Joel Wallach, would you all give him a big hand?